Hi, this is Jesse Liberty from Microsoft. Today we're going to take a look at reminders. Turns out this is so simple that it's going to be a very short video. Reminders are a new feature in Mango. Let's open up Visual Studio and create an application to demonstrate how reminders are used. Typically, the usage of this will be that you will set the reminder programmatically, and then after a fixed period of time, the reminder will pop up. It can be snoozed, it can be dismissed, or you can click on the reminder to navigate to the actual application that launched the reminder. Let's call our video reminder. Make sure that it's a Windows 7.1, that's Mango Edition. And as soon as Visual Studio settles down, we'll make a couple quick changes to the main page to set this up. To keep this simple, let's first of all name the application using all caps, which is the Metro style, and we'll rename that from My Application to Reminders. Let's get rid of the page name. We won't be needing that. And we'll double click on a button and change the content of that button. We can do this right in the XAML if we want, rather than the property window. And we'll change the content of the button to Remind Me. Let's also set the width of the button. 200 should be about right. With that button in place, we're going to want to click on the events related to that button. So let's come over to the property window, click on the events tag, and go up to click, double click on the click event, and that creates a click event handler for this button. We didn't name the button, so Visual Studio named it button one click. We're going to type the keyword reminder for the type and then have Visual Studio add the necessary using statement. And let's instantiate a new reminder. The constructor for the reminder takes a name for the reminder so that you can refer to it programmatically. We'll call ours time to code. Our variable R is of type reminder. Let's set its title, which will show up in the reminder, and let's also set the content, which will show up in the reminder when the reminder fires after the requested amount of time. You set that time with the begin time property, and the easiest way to set the begin time is by creating a time span, which you can create by taking the current time and adding a given number of seconds or minutes. We're going to have this fire in approximately 10 seconds. And we want to have it navigate when the user clicks on it back to this very page. So we're going to say navigation service dot current source, which is the current page. Now all we need to do is add this reminder to the scheduler action service, and the rest will be taken care of for us. Let's build our application, save all the files, and build. And then we can run the application, wait for the emulator to come up. When we click the Remind Me button, that reminder is created. We can go off and do other things, even leave the application, go to another application. Wherever we are in that other application, whatever we're doing, that reminder is still counting down. And after approximately 10 seconds, that reminder is going to pop up. There it is. And now you can snooze or dismiss this reminder, or you can click on the reminder itself, and if you do click on it, it will bring you back to the original application. That's all there is to it. From Microsoft, this is Jesse Liberty. Thank you, and I look forward to talking with you again very soon.